This is East Hearts Radio.
Invaders from Mars, capturing humans at will for their own sinister purposes, turning them into diabolical instruments of destruction.
Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
That's right, they said it couldn't be done, but here we are back for another week on the Rock and Roll Roadhouse and rocking out to Smokin' the Bandit on what is East Hearts' only Smokin' the Bandit inspired radio show.
We gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Well, I'd just like to add that the total lack of respect shown towards the law enforcement officers in this film is not to be encouraged at all, but it isn't half funny.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Well, it's been a funny old week, isn't it? But hey-ho, here we are. We've both been on Facebook and marked ourselves safe from Christmas and New Year, and now we're ready to get rocking and rolling again. It might be Sunday night, you may have to go to work in the morning, and it has actually been raining for the last 3 weeks or so. But I think it's time we had a bit of a laugh and just hung out and played some tunes.
And it's here, it's celebration evening. We are here to celebrate Elvis Presley's birthday, and we have a superb range of tunes to share with you this evening, only on Rock and Roll Roadhouse on East Hearts Radio.
Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smoke has got them ears on. He's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Westbound and down, 18 wheels rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it out, I wanna rip it out, I wanna shake it out, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. Up in my 88, a shag on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it out, I wanna shake it out, I wanna rip it out, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Sky, but I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one, a happy soul. I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and a ball tonight.
Think it over what you just said. Think it over in your pretty little head.
It's the Rock and Roll Roadhouse with Lisa and George, the first show of 2024, only on East Hearts Radio.
That's right, 2024, the new year is here. Now, you know what? I can't believe it. I mean, what happened? One minute I'm wrapping Christmas presents and shopping myself into total oblivion, and the next minute I'm sort of sitting here doing the New Year's show and talking about my resolutions. So, I don't know, where's the time go? Anyway. New Year's resolution for me, spend less time in front of the telly, or less quiet nights in front of the telly, and to probably do less of the things I shouldn't do and do more of the things I should do. And that's about it for me.
That sounds quite interesting, actually. I'd love to learn more about that. Yeah. We have got a really, really busy year lined up, haven't we? Loads of stuff that we've got planned. We haven't got dates yet, but loads of sort of events coming up that hopefully will be really interesting to our listeners.
Yeah, once we head into spring, the days get longer. Hopefully the weather will improve a little bit. There should be lots going on, and looking forward to that big time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's play another song. What we got?
We've got Carl Perkins next.
Ooh, super.
Well, I'm sitting here one. Bad spot for my crow. Yeah, I'm sitting here wondering with a bad spot for my crow. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. Guess I'll never be happy. Everything I do is wrong. Yeah. Well, let me be your little dog till your big dog come. Let me be your little dog till your big dog come. When the big dog gets here, show him what this little puppy done. Well, I'm sitting here woman, mad spot, hold my clothes. Yeah, sitting here woman, with a mad spot, hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, got a long way to go. Let her go, boy, go, go.
Keep my shoulders moving cause the music seems to groove it. We got a lot of shaking to do. I'm in a joint, starts to jumble, and my heart starts to thump and do the beat for the rhythm and blue. Yeah, we got a lot of rockin' and my heart's still throbbing, cause we got a lot of shaking to do. Yeah, we got a lot of rockin', the joint's really hoppin', cause we got a lot of shaking to do. Keep my shoulders moving cause the music seems so groovy. We got a lot of shaking to do. I when the joint starts to jump, I feel my heart start to thump and do that beat for the rhythm and blue. Yeah, the place is really popping and my heart's really throbbing cause we got a lot of shaking to do. Yeah, we got a lot of rocking, the joint's really hopping cause we got a lot of shaking to do.
Well, that was Jimmy Evans there with the joints really jumping. Now, Lisa, you did neglect to tell us about your New Year's resolutions. So let's hear them.
There was a reason for that. The shame. Honestly, I say this every year. Every year I say I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to be really good. I'm going to cut down on the chocolates, cut down on all the fattening stuff, all the bad stuff. And then I get back into the office after the new year and that's it. Everyone's bringing in all of their sort of leftovers from Christmas, all the chocolates, all the biscuits, and they always seem to end up on my desk. I don't know how. They don't stay there for very long.
Well, maybe they could all bring you in a salad tomorrow.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's not as exciting.
So if you're listening, guys, Lisa wants a salad tomorrow with avocado and smoked salmon.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Right, what's up next?
Oh, who have we got up next? We've got a little bit of Elvis Presley.
Well, Lordy, 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 Miss Claudia, girl, you sure look good to me. Well, please don't excite me, baby, I know it can't be me. Just want to treat me right. You like to ball every morning, don't come home till late at night.
Raving back, skinny Jim, skinny Jim. Ooh, man, skinny Jim. Oh, yes, 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 all the girls love him, skinny Jim. Ooh, and I went to a party and met skinny Jim. My baby came with me, but you left with him, skinny Jim. Ooh, man, skinny Jim. Yes, 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 all the girls love him, skinny Jim. Well, old Jim called
got charm, you got class. All the women love it more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Skinny Jim. Ooh, man, Skinny Jim. Oh, yes, yes, yes. All the gals love me on Skinny Jim. Well, Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Ooh, Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Ooh, Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Ooh, Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Oh, yes, 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 all the gals love me on Skinny Jim. Well, I went to a party with Skinny Jim. The baby came with me, but you're out with him, Skinny Jim. Man, Skinny Jim. Yes, 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 all the gals love him, Skinny Jim. Well, old Jim got charm, he got class. All the women love him more. Yeah, 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 Skinny Jim. Ooh, man, Skinny Jim. Well, yes, 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 all the gals love him, Skinny Jim. One more time. Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Ooh, Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Ooh, Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Big Bubba Loop is Skinny Jim. Oh, yes, 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 all the gals love me on Skinny Jim.
Okay.
Huey Piano Smith there with Don't You Just Know It. Now, I was going to ask, how on earth did he get that name, Huey Piano Smith? I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Possibly. Possibly.
Well, I don't think he was the bass player anyway. Well, we were going to play a song called Blue Moon of Kentucky by Elvis Presley tonight, but I was overruled, or to put it another way, we had a chat about it and we decided it wasn't right for the show. Anyway, the band that originally did that song was called Bill Munro and the Bluegrass Boys, and there were some interesting characters in that group. We had Earl Flatt, Lester Scruggs, a gentleman called Chubby Wise, and somebody else called Cedric Rainwater. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like an interesting lineup of gentlemen.
It does, actually, doesn't it?
I bet they had beards all over the place and pipes and all sorts. Yeah. Anyway, what are we going to have next?
What have we got next? We've got one of your favourites up next.
Yeah,
we've
okay.
got Wanda Jackson.
Wanda Jackson.
We?
Now she's got a bit of an Elvis Presley link. In fact, more of an Elvis Presley link because they were. What can we say? How can we put
they
it?
Were friends.
They were friendly. Let's put it like that. They were friendly back in the day, and she toured with him quite extensively in the early days. And here's her song called "Hard-Headed Woman."
Man, been a causing trouble ever since the world began. Oh yeah, ever since the world began. The hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Now Adam said to Eve, listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh yeah. Loud and clear. Keep your cotton picking fingers off my curly hair. Oh yeah. Doing swell. Really started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh yeah.
Your kisses burned by the heat of your lies. Oh, well, you crushed my dreams and wishes, baby. My memories are just goodbye. I thought you told me that this would last. I didn't think your love could burn out so fast. Well, I'm scorched, burnt, hot, mad. Of your kisses burned by the heat of your lies. You crushed my dreams and wishes, baby. My memories are just goodbyes. A fine romance you did abuse. My heart feels just like a burnout fuse. Well, I'm scorched, burnt, hot, I'm mad. We'll be right back.
Of Lady Luck Lexi and the Riverside Boys. Now, before we go on to some more Elvis, because obviously it's Elvis's night tonight, as you know, I want to mention a film that I've seen advertised. I don't know much about it other than the fact it's called Priscilla, and we're not talking Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. We're talking Priscilla as in Priscilla Presley.
Indeed we are. Now, I saw this one when I was in the Odeon the other day. I saw it advertised in there. And it's basically a film about Priscilla Presley. And it tells about her life with Elvis, but from her perspective, which is a little bit different from what we normally expect. We usually get the Elvis's story, and she's in the background just sort of being Priscilla. But this one looks really good. So I think I might even... see if you fancy coming with me.
I think I will, actually. Yeah.
I do like going to the cinema. Actually, we went to see the actual Elvis movie, which came out a couple of years ago. And we went to Barnet to see that, funny enough. Lovely cinema down there. If you're ever down that way, go and check it out. And well, it was a nice evening. I really enjoyed the movie, but unfortunately Lisa had one complaint.
I did, and that complaint still stands. And other people share this point of view, George. This isn't just me. I'm not just imagining this. I could barely understand a word that he was saying. He was mumbling. I've never... Honestly, throughout the whole film, I kept nudging you, didn't I? Saying, what did he say? I can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, well...
The accent was so thick.
Well, it's a lovely film. I really enjoyed it. And I need to point out this point, which might... explain a few things, is that how can I put this? I was driving that night and Lisa wasn't.
Oh, no, that's scandalous. I did.
So maybe that'll give you a bit of perspective on how this complaint maybe came about. But anyway, that's a good film we saw, and Priscilla's well worth going to see, I reckon. So we're going to make a date and go and do that. Mm-hmm. And another film I saw recently was one you may not have heard of. It's called Bubba Ho-Tep. Now, this does have an Elvis connection, because there's a guy in it called Bruce Campbell, who you might remember from the Evil Dead movies, which, if that's your cup of tea, then you're going to like this one, because in it he plays, he claims he's Elvis, and he's living in an old people's home. But anyway, you'll have to see it if you want to see it. It's a great film.
You're not selling it.
It's a sort of a sort of tongue-in-cheek horror movie set in an old people's home with an Elvis impersonator who broke his hip falling off the stage, and another guy that thinks he's JFK. Great film. If you want to watch it, it's actually on YouTube. So search Bubba Hotep on YouTube and you can watch it for free.
I like the sound. I'm going to watch that now and I will feed back.
Yeah,
next week.
I saw it and the film itself is not fabulous. I'll warn you now. But the Elvis parts in it are absolutely fantastic. The Elvis bits are brilliant, but the film plot and all that itself is not remarkable. But anyway, we're going to move on now, aren't we, I think?
Yeah, let's move on. Who have we got next?
I don't know.
Oh, Elvis, of course.
Elvis, there's a surprise.
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rock it tonight. I'm on the hold of my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's good to rock it tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bars. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rock it tonight.
What you want to change your slipping and a sliding with a long tall salad. Peeking and a hiding, ducking back in the alley. Don't wanna rip it up, don't wanna dance with Annie. I got a brand new love, her name is Short Fat Fanny. One day while I was visiting that Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny and she sure looked swell. I told her that I loved her, I'd never leave her. She put her arm around me, gave me fever. She's my tutti frutti, I love the child so. She wants me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. But she might step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short Fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Short Fat Fanny sets my soul on fire. On Blue Monday we were married on Blueberry Hill. Now we so happy and I love her still. Step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short Fat Fanny is my heart's desire. Got the kind of loving sets my soul on fire. Short Fat Fanny, well, I love her so. I'll never let Short Fat Fanny go.
Well, that was Larry Williams there with Short Fat Fanny. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, we've had a few Fannies on the show in the last couple of weeks. Well, we definitely had we had Fanny Mae last week, and we've had Short Fat Fanny this week. And next week, there's going to be Fanny Mae again. And, well, enough said about that. And I don't know who Fanny is, but she didn't off get around. Now, a bit late on this show. What are you laughing at? You're laughing at. Anyway, a bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking about, it's because it's Elvis night, we're going to be talking about Elvis impersonators, because there's a few of them out there. In fact, there's more than a few. There's about 5,000 of them. And they're interesting characters. I like them, don't you?
I do. And all different nationalities as well.
Yeah, they come from all
which
over.
Which makes them more and more interesting, I think.
So what we thought we'd do is, so you don't have to, we're going to go through all the impersonators we can locate, and we're going to work out who are the best. Who's the worst? Who's the ones that are sort of worth you spending your money on? So a bit later on the show, we're going to have a rundown, maybe the top three or four that we've managed to dredge up from the depths of the internet. And well, if you want to make a cup of tea, probably best to make it in that segment of the show. But anyway, it's I'm looking forward to it because I can't. I love a bit of Elvis impersonation. In fact, I won't do it myself this week.
Go on.
No, not this week. Mind you, I'm not going to. I'm going to do it another time.
I feel
time.
That you're wavering. Maybe on a future show.
Yeah, maybe on my birthday. When it's my birthday and you've buttered me up a little bit, I'll do a bit of, I don't know.
You do a little bit of Elvis.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Anyway, we're going to move on. More Elvis, surprise, surprise.
That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Anyway, do. Mm-hmm.
it's all right now, mama, anyway do. Ah, da da dee 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 dee. I need your loving. That's all right. That's all right now, mama, anyway do.
That was Way On Down there, released back in 1977, a few weeks before he died, in fact. And when the news of his passing came out, that song was actually slipping down the charts, but as you'd expect, it did then shoot back up, and I think it reached number four in this country. And that was in August 1977. Now, I remember exactly where I was when I found out, because I was my mum had taken me to her friend Thelma's house, and I was sitting in her kitchen munching away on a bowl of spaghetti, as you do, and it came on the radio that he'd passed away, and it was big news, you know, major impact. I can't imagine any artist these days having a similar kind of effect on everyone, because it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. I remember really clearly, actually, when I found out where I was in the back of a car with my two brothers in a petrol station. And my dad came running out of the petrol station. He shot his head through the window and he said, "Elvis is dead." And there was this really sort of stony silence. It affected us so much, not just as a family, but, you know, young and old. It just had such an impact, didn't it? And he was only 42 when he died. It was such a young age.
Yeah, it was only 42. Now, it says a lot about the man that, in fact, pretty much everyone in the whole wide world knew who he was, and was a major part of their lives. I was 9 years old, Lisa was four, and it made a major impact on the pair of us. And as Lisa said, he was only 42, so he'd been in the business for 23 years by that time. And if you think about it, that's quite a short time, really, because you take 23 years away from where we are now, that makes 2001, in fact, which just seems like yesterday to me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Now, we're going to move on and we're going to play a bit with Janis Martin. Now, she's got an Elvis connection because she toured with him quite a bit back in the day, back in the mid-50s, in fact. And she was a young girl and she was dubbed the female Elvis. And we're going to play a song called Drugstore Rock and Roll, which she recorded in 1955, 1956, something like that. But not only did she record it when she was 15 years old, she in fact wrote it as well, which I think is quite an achievement. So let's have a listen.
Rock, pop, jump up, rock and roll. Drugstore's rocking, rock, rock. Couples are bopping, bop, bop. Jukebox jumping, jump, jump. Feet keep popping, bop, bop. Drugstore's real gone mad. Rock, pop, jump up, rock and roll. Drugstore on the corner of Main. That's where you find all the bebop gang. The girls fill the jukebox and bed the man. Jitterbug hand in hand. The boys have crew cuts under the hats. The girls have drugstore's rocking, rock, rock. Couples are bobbing, bop, bop. Jukebox jumping, jump, jump. Feet keep bobbing, bop, bop. Drugstore's real gone mad. Rock, bop, jump, bop, rock and roll. Couples are bobbing, bop, bop, jukebox jumping, jump, jump, feet keep bobbing, bop, bop, drugstore's real gone mad. Rock, bop, jump, bop, rock and roll. The records have a slow beat, a fast beat too. As long as they're rocking, any beat will do. Pins getting groovy all over the floor, and the cats are crying for more. Take time out for a soda pop, dig a new record with a lot of bop. Ice cream cones and bananas. Jumps ahead of a fit. Drugstore's rocking, rock, rock. Couples are bobbing, bop, bop. Jukebox jumping, jump, jump. Feet keep bobbing, bop, bop. Drugstore's real gone mad. Rock, bop, jump, bop, rock and roll. One man woman, and I want you to know I'm a do right mama, got a home wherever I go. Now you cheated on me, you done me wrong. You're just like a dog, you don't need a home. I'm a one man woman, and I want you to know I'm a do right mama, got a home wherever I go.
Wasn't that great? That was Ruby Ann Do Right Mama, a UK lady currently doing lots. Check her out on YouTube. Definitely.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. She's got a couple of albums out. Well worth checking out. Anyway, I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago I mentioned that Lisa had actually appeared on Bargain Hunt in one of their episodes, and I said I was going to track down which episode it was. And here it is, the big reveal. It is Series 65, Episode 14. Now, if you go on the iPlayer, you can go onto the bargain hunt part of it and check out the previous episodes, and you will find Lisa in all her glory. In Series 65, Episode 14, it is on there because I just checked the other day. So why not have a go and have a look at that and see what you think.
What an experience that was. Honestly, it was it was such a fun thing to do, and I really enjoyed every single minute of it. I really did.
Yeah, well, everyone can go and have a little look at that. Anyway, I think we're going to play a little bit more Elvis now, would you say?
Yeah, let's put on Don't Be Cruel.
Yeah, good idea. Let's have some of that.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Dang dang dang, ding dong ding, blue moon 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 blue moon, dip 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 dip, moon 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 blue moon, dip 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 dip, moon 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 blue moon, dip 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 dip, bom 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 bom, dang dang dang, ding dong ding, blue moon 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 blue moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding,
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really do care for.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had set to go. Oh, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own.
Bom 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 bom, dang dang dang, ding it on ding, blue moon. Bom 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 bom, dang dang dang, ding it on ding, blue moon. Bomb a 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 bomb, dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue moon.
can get my hat off the rack. I got the boogie woogie like a knife in the back. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? I got to get the moving, baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
And that was three of the very best. Elvis Presley, followed by the Marcells, and finally Frankie Ford with Sea Cruise. Great tunes.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, it's Elvis's birthday, as I think we've mentioned once or twice already, and we're going to have a little look at the phenomenon that is Elvis tributes. Now, we're not going to do the sort of all the impersonators and all that, because there's literally thousands of them, and well, we know what they're going to sound like, and we definitely know what they're going to look like, and so we're going to steer clear of that. What we're going to have a look at is bands and acts that sort of taken it and done it a slightly different. They've
maybe they've been inspired by
they've
Elvis
inspired and in they've added an Elvis touch to their act, and well, let's have a little look at what we got. Well, I've dug them out. Here they are. I've got a bloke called Elvis, who is basically dubs himself the Mexican Elvis. Now, he used to be a punk rocker back in the day, but now he's a fully-fledged Mexican Elvis impersonator, and he does it a bit different, so we'll have a look at what he's got to offer. Next up, we have a chap called a group called Elvana. Now, they're what you would end up with if you sort of add Nirvana with Elvis Presley singing. So, but it gets stranger than that, actually, because next we've got, these are quite well known, this lot, Dread Zeppelin. And they're what you would end up with if you had a reggae band playing Led Zeppelin songs with Elvis Presley singing. Now, they sound like they're really confused. But anyway, we're going to have a few clips of these groups and we'll work out which ones are best. Right, well, first up, we're going to have Elvis, and he's got a song here, which I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce it, but it's an Elvis Presley song. You should recognise it.
Chicanisma.
Yeah, all right, then. Say it in a Spanish accent, then.
Chicanisma.
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 All right, let's leave that. Move on. What's on after that?
After that, we've got Elvana, A Little Less Conversation.
Yeah, I think we all know that one. And if this segment's still working after we've heard those two, we'll play a third track by Dread Zeppelin. But you never know, we might not get to that. Anyway, here it goes, Elvis.
Miami Vice President or Vice or Congressman. Take it easy when you can do more than your big sister done. Well, you used to sit and wonder, Latino, what you were gonna be. Your future's wide open, stand proud with your fallopia, and take this tip from me. Take it easy when you can.
Doctor, lawyer, be a nurse. Take it easy when you can. Dennis.
sugar and spice. Lord, it would be nice to raise the sun.
Chickadee, well, you can do more than your big sister
does. Well, I dated your big sister, and now she runs the show. She was secretary, capable, well, very, and now she's CEO. Chickadee, when you can. Say orderly. Chickadees when you can.
Funky singer, be a cook, be a chickadees model, got the look, be a mommy, drive a truck, sex is chickadees crime,
chickadees when
sucks.
You don't need no wedding rice, be paid the same price as father's son.
Chickadees when you can do more than your big sister
does. Chickadees when you can do more than your big sister does.
Satisfaction in me. A little more fog, a little less fight, a little less fog, a little more fight. Put some rising up your mind, baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby, that's right. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your boots and let's start walking on. I'm tired of talking. Grab your boots and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on,
come on. Let me see your hands. Don't speculate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. Get a set around me. Shit.
Right, that's enough of that. Good grief. That was Elvan and a little less conversation. Now, I don't know if this is working. I don't know if we should carry on with this. What do you reckon?
Yeah, carry on with it. You know, I love this. I'm enjoying it.
You reckon? Oh, well, you asked for it. Right, next up, we're going to have a bit of Dread Zeppelin now. This lot are the strangest of all of them. And, well, I'll let them just get on with it. Anyway, whilst this is playing, the judges are going to be having a little chat, working out which one's the best. And I'll let you know now that the judges' decision is final and no correspondence will be entered into.
It's down at the end of Lonely Street, that's a heartbreak hotel. I felt so lonely, baby. I felt so lonely. I felt so lonely, baby. I could die. ladies dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never, never come back. I bet they're so lonely, baby. I bet they're so lonely. I bet they're so lonely, baby. I could die. People talking all about the way you left me flat. Well, I don't care what those people say. I know where that jive is at. But one thing I do have on my mind, and it terrifies me too.
Well, what can you say about that? That was Dred Zeppelin there with their version of Heartbreak or Heartbreak Hotel or whatever. Heartbreaker Hotel, I think. Well, I don't know what it's called anyway. Anyway, the judges have made a decision, and in the end, we had a clear winner.
We did, didn't we?
We did indeed.
There was only one winner.
There is. And let's put everyone out of their misery.
Britain's number one.
And the winner is... Da-da-da. Elvez with Chickenisma.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations to Mr. Vez.
Mr. Vez himself, indeed.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Vez, you'll be excited to hear that you're going to be getting yourself a Rock and Roll Roadhouse trophy in the post. Well, in fact, it's more of an egg cup, really, but...
I can assure
it's dishwasher safe, although it is made of plastic, so don't put it in the microwave because it might catch fire. And the last thing you want in your microwave is a blob of burning molten plastic. So yeah, I'm sure you'll look forward to getting that.
Ooh, well, I gotta get with a record machine when it comes to rocking. She's a queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. A hold a loomer, I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down. So I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged. 15th floor, I'm ready to slide. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
Let's I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
That's a bit more like it. Back to business as usual there. First up, we had Eddie Cochran, followed by Bill Allen with Please Give Me Something. And lastly, we had Buddy Holly and the Crickets with I Fought the Law. Now, we've got something to tell you about. It's something for you to put in your diaries for later on in the year.
And absolutely. I mean, don't they put on an amazing event? Welland Garden City Vintage Festival is going to run from the 21st right the way through until the 23rd of June, so over 3 days. This will be its third year. It's going to be great. It's very, very unique. Everything from vintage markets, there's classic cars, there's dance performances, loads of various different performers, live music. They've got some jive dancing, loads of special guests and loads more. Some really top musicians are going to be there. And that's just a small percentage of what they've got going on. So definitely it's in our diary, isn't it?
Certainly is. Now they take over the whole of the town centre there, so they've got several stages and all sorts going on. Mm. They've got dance classes, live bands, and like you say, the kids' zone and stuff. So it's well worth going along. It's over 3 days, so you don't even have to all go down there sort of for three whole days, but just enough for an afternoon or something, it'd be cool.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay, well, we'll move on now. We're going to have a little bit more Elvis Presley, I suppose.
Like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. Like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are.
You are.
say hello? Would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Two of the finest Elvis Presley tunes there. Devil in Disguise followed by Suspicious Minds. Pretty good, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I love that sort of period of Elvis's life, you know, performing in Las Vegas with the shows and the big outfits, you know, those funny white outfits with the sequins or whatever they were.
Yeah, the big zip up the front to hold everything in.
Yeah, it's quite an iconic look and not one that many people have managed to pull off. I don't think I could quite pull that one off.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't think I could either.
We can give it a go, actually. I don't know where you buy this stuff, you know. I mean, I can't remember. In fact, I've
We're
never seen that sort of stuff
out.
In the shop. Where would you buy stuff like that? Where would you get it?
I honestly don't know. And is there like an inbuilt, I'm assuming that underneath, what was lurking underneath that?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm assuming there might have been some sort of corset structure, hold me in type thing going on. You see, what you men don't realise, well, maybe you do, I don't know, but, you know, what goes on underneath the dresses, the little black dress, in order for us to get into that. Well, I can only speak for myself, ladies, I'm not speaking for everyone else, but I know that it's not always as simple as it looks, is it? So I'm just wondering if Elvis had that. There was something going on underneath to keep him all in one piece.
You're supposed to be baffled. It's supposed to be a celebration of his birthday. You know,
well,
you're trying to sort of wonder how on earth he got in his suit.
Well, yeah, but if you look at the footage closely, it is a bit of one of those mysteries.
Well, it might be one of those.
It's not very often that you're speechless, George, but you are tonight.
I'm sorry.
I'm just speaking as like
the poor
know.
Man. The poor man. He's not even with us anymore, and you're sort of
no. I
wondering how
like
on earth he got into those outfits.
I like a chunky man. I have nothing. I have nothing against him and his sequin suits. I just wonder whether there was anything
how
else
on
other
earth
than
he, how on earth he got in it.
Yes, I think it's a you know. Am I out of order? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't say you're out of order.
Elvis Presley fans out there that take offence to
most
what I've
people,
said.
They look at Elvis and they see him performing and I think, this is incredible, man. This man's a genius. He's sort of got the audience wrapped in the palm of his hand. He's working the crowd and he's sort of doing his magic and everyone's having a fantastic time. And all you wondering is how on earth he got his trousers on.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Oh, well, I must say, on occasions when I've been sort of going to bed at night, I've been wondering how on earth I got the trousers on that I'm trying to get off because yes. I have fallen over several times trying to get my trousers off. If anyone doesn't know me, I do wear the kind of trousers that most people probably not wear. In fact, it's quite, I wear skin tight black jeans, which is, you know, it's just what I like, you know.
It's your thing, isn't it?
And I never thought anything of it. I thought that's just what looks good, you know. And I was down the park one day and the kids were down there.
I can't
and
believe
they
you're
were
gonna say this.
The kids were down there and I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll surprise them. I'll bring a load of ice creams down. So I wandered down there with all these ice creams and I thought I was being the sort of perfect father and all that. Anyway, this kid that one of the boys was playing with, he turned round to his mum and he said, oh, that bloke looks like a frog. Because I've got these tight jeans on and I wouldn't say I'm slim. I've got a bit of a belly and I had these tight jeans on and a bit of a belly sticking out. And this kid, I thought I looked like a frog.
Your face was a picture. I don't know how I managed to contain myself.
I was
you're still going on about it now, aren't you?
I know. It's at least 10 years. And to be quite honest, I'm never going to forget that. But it hasn't stopped me wearing silly trousers. Anyway, moving on from my silly trousers that I can't get off. We're going to play a couple from the UK now. We're going to head up north this week for Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders and Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
Listen. secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, I've known the secret for a week or two. Nobody knows just we two. Closer, let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. Nobody knows just we two. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you.
That was Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. Now, our friends at the Mojo Show, Dan and Faye, have sent me something quite special, and I'm wearing it with pride. Can you guess what it is? Well, you can see what it is.
Well, I can see what it is. In fact, it's an incredible t-shirt. I really like it. In fact, I'm going to have to get one of my own, I reckon.
It is so comfy. I love it. I think we do need to get you one, definitely.
Definitely. Definitely. Absolutely. Now, if you're not familiar with the Mojo Show, it goes out here on East Hearts Radio on a Friday night from 7 till 9.
It does. It does. And it is... Well, we have so much fun. Our evenings, our Friday nights have really, really changed, haven't they, since we've been listening to the Mojo Show?
They have indeed. They have a great mix of music and plenty of chat, and you can message in and get shout-outs and stuff, so it's well, it's just a good time to be had by all. So
yeah,
please
kids...
tune in. Please tune in next Friday to Dan and Faye on the Mojo Show.
Definitely. And the kids love it too.
They do indeed. Now, it's a bit late in the day to start this, but we've decided maybe we should start doing this properly. Or should we save that for next week?
No, let's save it till next week. We've come this far. Yeah, I've had a great,
it's probably too late now.
Great evening tonight.
So if you tune in next week, you might even hear a show being done properly. But fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You never know, your luck.
I wouldn't hold your breath. But.
Anyway, we're going to carry on. We're going to play some more tunes now. And yeah, okay, enjoy these.
Yeah. been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. I kept traveling night and day, I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, with nothing that could hold me or could keep away from you, when your loving letter told me that you really love me true, Lord above, you know I love. When my way was dark at night, he would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. My tongue gets tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touches my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Well, that was the last Elvis Presley song of the evening. I hope you've enjoyed all the stuff that we've been playing of his tonight, and hopefully next year we'll have another Elvis Presley birthday. What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. That'll be his 90th, won't it?
Blimey, 90 years old. Anyway, before those few songs we just played, I did mention that we might be doing next week's show properly, but we had a chat about it. I don't know why I'm laughing. We had a chat about it. We decided that's probably not suiting our style. So you can expect more of this sort of nonsense next week. And because I just don't think we could do this sensibly and seriously. Professionally.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day we'll be up there with all the greats of radio broadcasting. But for now, I think we're better suited to this style of presenting. And,
yeah.
Well, we're going to stick with it anyway. We'll see how we get on. Now, what we got up next?
We've got Joanne Campbell next.
Ooh.
You're Driving Me Mad.
Did you choose that
You're
one?
You're Driving Me Mad.
I think you might have chosen that one. Yeah, we've got Joanne Campbell. And following on from that, we've got the Tom Stormy Trio featuring Rhythm Sophie. Now, I really like that song. It's a bit short, but still. Enjoy it.
You're driving me mad. I'm going from good to bad. That's cause I love you too much. You got me longing for your touch. You're driving me mad. You give me thrills I never had. Your kisses set my heart on fire. Your love is all I desire. Well, drive on a baby. Keep driving now and drive on a baby. No stopping now and drive on a baby. Don't tease me now, look at what you're doing to me. You're driving me mad, but you make me feel glad. You're just as cute as you can be, and you were meant just for me. You're doing to me, you're driving me mad, but you make me feel glad. You're just as cute as you can be, and you and me and just for me. Drive on a baby, oh yeah, yeah. Drive on a baby, uh-huh. Drive, drive, drive on a baby. Drive, drive.
That's pretty much all from us tonight. We've come to the end of the show, pretty much.
We have,
but
indeed.
What a great time we've had. I've really enjoyed it tonight.
Yeah, it's been great fun, great fun. Hopefully you've enjoyed it too. And if you tune in next week, you can expect to hear more of this sort of nonsense we're doing tonight. In fact, I've got a few things up my sleeve for next week, which...
Have you?
Well, yeah.
You haven't shared them with me.
I did. I told you earlier, and you said you can't possibly do that on the radio.
Ah, yes. Yes. Well, you know what? I've got a few little things up my sleeve too.
Well, you definitely haven't told me about that.
No, there's reason for that.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, let's just hope it's suitable for radio.
Always. Of course.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, guys. If you've had half as much fun tonight as we've had making this show, then you'll have had a good evening. So thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you next week. Good night.
Night, night.
Straddle that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Charlotte bypass, where I killed, we never was a minute late. We was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had more trouble than turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Train ticket riding across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me, and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you bone, they bought me a silk suit, put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, got a party flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling, and the poor boy's on the line.
Devil, don't you know? This greasy cat from Tupelo. Sitting right back. you rockin' cats, and just enjoy the show. Yeah, I heard a whistle blowing, but it was so much more than that. There was a guitar and a singer, and this big bass they would slap. I saw my town passing, and I waved goodbye. Cause that mystery train done hooked me like old bourbon, whiskey, and rye. Yeah.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Elvis Presley led the way.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Johnny Cash was shoveling coal.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Jerry Lee was the brakeman.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Mr. Phillips ran the show. Carl Perkins punched my ticket. Well, this train don't ever stop. Just hang around and listen, boy. We'll show you how to rock. This train sure rolling fast. Well, kid, if you can't hold on, you ain't never gonna last. I told the man in black to shovel on a little more coal. I went and grabbed my guitar, yelled, teach me how to rock and roll. Yeah.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Elvis Presley led the way.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Johnny Cash was shoveling coal.
Mystery train kept rolling.
Mr. Phillips ran the show. Carl Perkins punched my ticket. Will this train no one ever stop?
You just hang around and listen, boy. We'll show you how to rock.
All right, now take it down a notch. Take it down one more notch now. Cause I knew I was on a ride that would take me to the top. Mr. Train kept a rolling, and it never go stop. The train had hit a tunnel, everything got dark as night. Elvis whispered in my ear,
it's getting rough, so hold on tight.
This steaming locomotive, man, we almost jumped the track.
Roy Orbison stood up and sang, we ain't never turning back.
I said, hey Roy, hey Johnny, hey Jerry Lee. Well, now I really see. Well, thank you for the ticket, but I don't want the fame. I just want to ride on this big old mystery train.
Kept rolling. Mystery train kept rolling. Oh, my God.
Get on board.
Listening to East Hearts Radio.
I love the music. Takes me back to when I was younger. It's just a good music mix, and you can sing along. It's all sort of happy times, and yeah, I love it.
It's the best local station.
East Hearts Radio, your local community radio station.
Local radio by local people.
For more details, visit our website, eastheartsradio.co.uk.